So welcome to day five. Today is about how to get what you really want out of your life on a consistent basis. Now, in order to get what you really want, you got to know what it is, which for most people is a unique concept. Seriously, when I ask people, what do you really want? The answer I usually get is something like, well, I don't know, or something general like, well, I wish I had a better relationship. I wish I could start my own business. I wish I had more money. I wish I could be more successful. The challenge with all those responses is they're so general, and they're not what you really want anyway. People don't want relationships. People don't want money. They don't want businesses. They don't want to be thinner. What we all want are the things we think we're going to get from those changes in our lives. Everything that you really want in your life comes down to one thing. You want some kind of change in how you feel, or what I call a change of state, the state of mind or body you're in at that moment in time. We all want to change how we feel. Think about it. The only reason you want more money, you don't want little pieces of paper with pictures of deceased notables on it, do you? Of course not. You want money because of what you think it'll give you. You think it'll give you more freedom, more fun, or the ability to give to other people. You believe it's going to lead to some kind of pleasure if you want it. Say, I want a business. Listen, I know a lot of people in business who don't want their business anymore. The bottom line is it's not the business you want. It's what you think a business will give you, the feeling changes you think it'll give you. Somebody says, I want to get married. They want to get married because of what they think that will give them. Or I want a relationship. They think it's going to give them a certain kind of feeling. That's what drives all of our behaviors. Challenge me on this. See if you can find an exception. Is there anything in your life that you really, really want that the reason you want it doesn't come down to eventually some feeling you're going to get if this thing happens in your life? I'll tell you over and over again, no matter what exception someone has tried to find, if I keep asking them, well, why do you want that? But why do you want that? But why do you want that? Eventually they get to a point where they go, well, because it makes me feel good. And so that's what we really want. We want to feel good. We want to have those special feelings inside. In other words, we just want to be able to manage our emotions, manage our states, and create what we really want emotionally in our lives. Everything we do, we've already said, is to create pleasure. That's an emotion. And to avoid pain, that's an emotion too. And if we want to change our behavior, the quickest way to do that is change how we feel. I mean, think about it. Haven't you had a situation in your life where you did something, and after you did it, you said to yourself, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. That was so stupid. Have you ever had a situation like that? I mean, an area you're normally pretty smart in. You just did something really dumb. I know I have plenty of times. Haven't you also had the opposite experience, though, where you were on a roll, where things were just flowing, where it was like you were unstoppable, and you don't even know how you were doing it. You were just like flowing, you know, where after you did it, you know, somebody said, you do that? And you went, yeah, that was me. And you didn't know how you pulled it off. You were rather proud of it, though. Haven't you had those kind of times where you're just on a roll? So I got a question for you. What's the difference in your behavior? Why is it in one situation you perform brilliantly, and another situation you perform, well, how should we say, brutally? The difference is not your ability. What we do at any moment in time, in that moment, is based on the state that our mind and body is in at that moment in time. In other words, what people can do is absolutely incredible. What they will do is usually disappointing. And the difference is not their capability, but rather what state are they in right now? If every time they think about public speaking, they associate fear or pain, that's going to change their state. And all of a sudden, they're going to feel tight in their body and their whole emotional state will change and they're not going to get the most out of themselves. But if whenever they think of public speaking, they think of absolute pleasure, they're going to be in a great state of mind and they're going to get more out of themselves. I mean, think about it. When you're feeling really frustrated, do you behave the same way as when you're feeling like you're on a roll and things are flowing? Obviously not. You have the same ability, but things act and behave differently coming out of you. You speak differently. You communicate differently. Everything changes. Or I'll give you another example. Have you ever forgotten something simple like your own home telephone number or address or how to spell the word the? Ever had one of those enlightening experiences? Now, you know how to spell the word the. How come you couldn't remember? The answer is because you're in what I call a stupid state, right? You were in a state of mind where your brain wasn't able to get a hold of the answers. The answers are there, but you couldn't get there. So I believe one of the most important things, probably the most important thing that you and I can do in our lives to create the power and joy and passion that we really want is to learn to manage our own states of mind. In fact, think of the cost of not managing them. If you don't manage your emotional state, it'll cost you virtually everything you want in your life. Friends, family, success, and just the joy that every one of us wants to experience on a daily basis. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is what happens in your life the thing that determines how you feel at any moment in time? Yes or no? In other words, it doesn't matter whether or not, for example, the economy is doing really strong as to whether or not you feel good. Most people say no. Some people say, well, you bet. You know, does it matter how your relationships are going? Does that determine how you feel? Is how you feel determined by the weather, by how much sun or rain there is? Is it determined by how other people treat you? I'm here to tell you the answer to that is no. I'm not saying that it doesn't complement or support you feeling one way or another. I'm saying how you feel at any moment in time is purely designed and the result of how you are directing your own mind and body at that moment. What I'm saying to you is no matter what is happening in your life, you are in control of your own states. And once you understand that, number one, and number two, you use that ability, you now have control over your life at a whole new level. And you have more fun and joy and passion than you ever dreamed of once you take that responsibility and take that control. Now, for some people, when they say, well, that seems like a heavy responsibility, well, look at the opposite. What's the price of not managing your states? Well, I'll ask you a question. What does John Belushi, Elvis Presley, Freddie Prinze, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Marilyn Monroe, what do they all have in common? They're all people that never learned how to manage their state, that's what. They all were people that had every reason in the world to be happy by anybody else's standards, but who destroyed themselves, literally killed themselves in the end. I mean, Belushi's one of my favorite examples. Why? Because I like this guy, didn't you? Wasn't this a fun guy? I mean, if you were to think of somebody, didn't he feel like this guy that you could connect with? I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed him. And millions of other people did as well. He had what most people would think would make them happy. He had all these people that loved him, appreciated his work. He got to be creative. He was in movies. He was in television. He was on Broadway. I mean, here was a guy that was spontaneous. He had a great family that totally loved him. He had all the money and fame that most people think that they could possibly want or need, and yet he's not here. How come? He's dead. Why? Not because of old age, you'll recall, but because this man did not know how to control his own emotions within himself, and he tried to change the way he was feeling by using drugs. He used drugs as a way to change his state, and he's no longer here, and neither of the other people I mentioned on this list. Think about it. There's a major price in now managing your state, and in managing your state, there's major rewards. Now let's contrast Belushi with a friend of mine. His name is W. Mitchell, one of the people in the world that I only love most, but also have the most respect for. W. Mitchell's a unique guy. 15 years ago, he had a unique experience, one that most people would never forget. He was driving his motorcycle 65 miles an hour down a freeway when something caught his attention. When he looked over while he continued to drive forward, he got fixed on something. I don't know if you've ever done that. He got stuck there a little too long. Well, when he looked up, he was traveling 65 miles an hour right into the back of a Mack truck that had stopped in front of him. In a last-minute, split-second decision to try and save his own life, he slammed himself on the ground, and he slid 65 miles an hour underneath this truck across the pavement. Then the worst thing happened. The gas cap popped off. Fuel spilled out all over the place, and then from the friction, exploded and ignited. 3/4 of his skin was burned off. His entire face was mutilated. His fingers burned all the way down to the knuckles. He woke up 2 weeks later in a hospital bed in searing pain, fearing to even breathe. Now, for most people at this point, they'd say, hey, I'm out of here. Why stick around in this body? I'd rather just die. But not only did he not die, but he's become an example of true possibility for people all over the country. I mean, this gentleman could not even take drugs because his body was in such bad shape, but when people met him, they thought he must be on drugs because he seemed so up. You know, they go in and talk to him, they feel bad, and he goes, hey, it's over, we just got to move on. His mother said, well, you just must not realize how bad it is. Well, the reality is, he just made a decision. He decided that he was going to manage his state. Why? Because he saw the alternative as much more painful. He said, look, I got one of two choices. I can feel bad emotionally about everything I've lost and just make my total life a mess emotionally and have more pain to add to my physical pain, or I can focus on what I'm going to do, which means I can at least focus on something that could bring me some pleasure and get rid of my focus on the physical pain. And that's what he did. His life has become such an example because he kept managing his emotions. Now, not only did he do that, but within 3 years, he managed himself so well that he got back into business, even though it didn't look too terribly attractive, but he ended up going into business and becoming extremely successful. The new company he developed after his accident became the number one employer of its type in the state of Vermont. He became a millionaire. He even learned to fly airplanes. Now, that's not the end of the story. About 8 years later, he's flying his airplane with three other friends in Colorado, and he made himself a rather big mistake. He didn't go through his checklist, and he didn't notice that there was frost that had developed on the wing. And when he took off, he crashed. Three people walked away. He was not one of them. He was paralyzed from the waist down for life. So they cut off his toes, since he didn't need them anymore, and sewed them on his hands so he'd have something to be able to grasp things with. He's stuck in a wheelchair now for life. Of course, he doesn't look at his stuck in a wheelchair. In fact, you say at this point he must have given up, right? No. Even after his wife left him, she said, look, I don't want to be around a fried cripple. Even after all that, he still didn't give up. He turned around, and the city he was living in Colorado had some major problems. He decided to become the mayor of that town. After that, he decided to run for lieutenant governor of the state of Colorado. He placed third in a group of six, and he ran on the issues, not on a sympathy vote. And he campaigned door to door. Now remember, this guy didn't look too terribly good. In fact, he used to wear a button that said, send me to the governor's mansion, and I won't just be another pretty face. Kind of a nice way to interrupt people's patterns and make them associate something new to you. Now, he didn't win the lieutenant governor's place. He still didn't give up. He now has his own radio show in Colorado, and he has found the woman of his dreams and remarried. So I've got to tell you that if you start to tell me, well, gosh, Tony, I got all these problems. It's hard to manage my state. Just think about W. Mitchell. When I look at somebody like Belushi and see all that he had, and I look at somebody like Mitchell, who seems to have all these challenges but is so happy, so successful, such a sense of possibility, it becomes clear to me that I have no excuse to ever not manage my state on a consistent basis. No matter how big the problems may seem, you're much better than anybody like that might ever hope to be.